الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I praise him, and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. We seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of our series about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Isma'il Husna, the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-batin, the inward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-batin that no one can see by the eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one who knows everything outward and inward of all matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about our shortcomings and hide it and keep it from others to know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's within and what's outside of all matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer to the thing from the thing itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer to us from habl al-wareed, from ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about everything more than the thing knows about itself. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will see what cannot be seen. In this life, no one will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Prophet Moses asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see him, he asked him to look at the mountain, and if the mountain will sit still, he can see him. But just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at the mountain and the mountain was crashed. And Prophet Moses was shocked. And when he came back to conscious, he admitted. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept himself hidden from the believers, not to see him in this life, but the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens. Because our bodies, this life, is not equipped even to see anything related to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. But in the paradise, our bodies, and that will be reward for the believers to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens. And this will be the ultimate and the most joyful pleasure. That they say that when the believers see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise, the believers will be in joy for 50,000 years. In joy and happiness by just seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name Al-Batin was mentioned in the Quran in the same ayah that we mentioned before in the previous khutbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. He is the first, he is the last, he is the outward, he is the inward, and he knows everything. And also in the prophetic hadith, أنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء. You are the outward, no one above you, and you are the inward, that no one beyond you. So someone who is disbeliever came to Abi Hanifa, Nu'man, and asked him. The disbeliever asked the Abu Hanifa, did you hear your Lord? Did you touch him? Did you smell him? Did you get any closer to him? And if you didn't, how come you believe in something that you didn't know? So the Abu Hanifa response was, have you seen your mind? He told him no. Did you touch your mind? He told him no. Did you smell your mind? He told him no. Did you taste your mind? He told him no. He asked him, are you reasonable? Are you you have a good mind? He said, yes, I have a good mind. Are you crazy? He said, no. Say, where is your mind? He said, I have a mind and it exists. And so Imam Hanifa told him, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. You can't see him by your eyes. Only with the hearts that you could feel the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَحُطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسَعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُؤْدُو حَفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمِ. Also, a British couple went to Yemen and met religious scholars, and they asked him, your religion has a lot of superstitions, and I want to ask you one question. If you answer me, I will believe in you. Okay, so what was the question? Say, how length your God? How tall your God? So the religious scholar responded to this couple. They told him, he asked the woman, do you love your husband? He said, yes, I love my husband. So can you measure the love of your husband? How tall this, how long this love? He said, no, we can't measure the love. Say, this is, the love is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of our Lord. So on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot measure. So the couple admitted and they accepted Islam because of this response. And also in the day of judgment, when in the heavens, we're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers, inshallah, Allah will make us all to go to paradise, and there will be the ultimate reward for all of us to be in the Firdaus al-A'la and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, are we going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment in the Paradise? So Prophet Muhammad asked him, can't you see the sun? Can you see the moon? Yes, you're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the heavens, in the paradise, this will be the ultimate reward for the believers to enjoy the joy of seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةٌ. So for the believers, they're going to get to the paradise, and waziyada means that they're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for the disbelievers, they can't see, they will not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُبُونَ. They cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the believers who are in the paradise will see. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's outside and what's inside the matters. Nobody else, even the prophets. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through a situation that people from the tribes, they asked him to send someone to guide them to the Islam, and they ask for guidance. So Prophet Muhammad just know that people wants guidance and wants somebody to help them. He did not know what's within the minds of the people, so he sent people with these tribes, but these tribes, they killed all the Muslims at the time. So this means that Sayyidina Muhammad did not know what's within the minds of the people. Also in the same year, also another situation was similar to that. So that shows that what's within the matters, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Many of the incidents happen. One of these incidents during the time of the Prophet, Usama ibn Zayd, during one of these battles, he killed someone who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very angry and upset. Say, how come you killed someone? Say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So Usama ibn Zayd said, he just said it to save himself from being killed. He said, who told you that he did not mean what he said? You cannot judge what's within the hearts of the people, because you cannot know. So nobody knows what's within the hearts, within the inner part of the people, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all. So the how we can use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Batil in our life, and how we can work for that. May Allah help us all to be in the right path and to accept our work sincere for his blessings and for his reward at paradise. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah, والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So how we can apply the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-batin to our life? You cannot judge people from the appearance. You leave this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just do what you can from what you see. But you cannot, you don't have the responsibility of what's within the minds of people. So this means that you work according to what you can see. So you cannot judge people, because you may see someone is doing something wrong, so you curse him, or maybe that person who is doing something wrong would be better than somebody who is doing right all the time, and also vice versa. So this means that always return the knowledge of the inner part of the things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can learn from the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-batin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to purify our hearts and to keep our work according to His commandments, and to keep our worships according to not just to show off, but always to what we do in the worship to match what we mean for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. And we say Allahumma ya awwal wa ya akhir wa ya zahir wa ya batin aslih ma fasada min amrina waj'al fi ma 'indak raghbatana waj'al qulubana ghayra qasiya والسنتنا غير مجادله ولا كاذبه ولا مغتابه واجعل قلوبنا وافئدتنا حاضره غير غافله واجعل همتنا عاليه اليك واجعل سعينا كله لك واجعل الهدى طريقنا واشرح للاسلام صدورنا اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واقم الصلاه.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.